Welcome to 9 to 5 Google Daily for November 27th, 2018. I'm Stephen Hall. First up today, we have the big news, which was the Google Pixel Slate. This is the newest tablet from Google, and it was announced back at the October 9th event in New York City. And today, all the reviews dropped, including ours. So basically, the Pixel Slate, in my opinion, is a good device overall. It has a lot of fundamentally good things. There's no really critical flaws, and really there aren't that many minor flaws, in my opinion. It's a really good all-around tablet. But I think what really, really is unfortunate about it is that it just doesn't really make sense to buy it for most people. The $599 Pixel Slate, the lowest end even, is just, presumably you would use that device with its Celeron processor as primarily a consumption device. And even then, there are better tablets at much cheaper prices with better performance. And then the i5, the Core i5 model we reviewed that more people would probably use for productive purposes, also doesn't really make sense because the i5 model starts at $999 with a $200 separate keyboard accessory. And if you're going to use it for productive purposes, you have to have that accessory. And in that case, grabbing the Google Pixel Pixelbook, which lately has been on sale for $700, makes much more sense than pitching $1,200 just to get some front-faring speakers and an extra camera and maybe a few extra pixels on the screen and a fingerprint sensor. So that's the gist of my take, but you can go read our full review over at 9to5Google. Also, FastPair now syncs Bluetooth accessories across Android devices, and it looks like Chromebook support, speaking of Chromebooks, is coming in 2019. And also today, Googlers are calling on Google to cancel Project Dragonfly, which you may know is Google's initiative to bring its search engine to China, as to not aid oppression and state surveillance. And finally today, Google's Project Fi will soon add official support. It seems that BGR or some publication managed to break an embargo. So Project Fi is going to add support for Samsung phones, OnePlus phones, even iPhones, and more, with a catch. So check out that story over at 9to5Google. You can read all these stories and much more over at 9to5google.com and subscribe to 9to5Google Daily in Google Play, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday. And tune into our longer one-hour talk, Alphabet Scoop, tomorrow afternoon.